Buy a bag of Hill's Pet Nutrition, help feed a shelter pet. Buy another bag of Hill's Pet Nutrition, help feed more shelter pets. Buy Hill's, help feed shelter pets. Buy Hill's, help feed shelter pets. Every time you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet in need, helping them become healthy, happy, and more adoptable. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/radio or tap the banner to learn more.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
We are back, and I believe we have a short clip to play. Is it the smart dust biosensors that we have? All right, so folks, this is a very short clip. It's something that what's out there happening that you won't hear about on NBC, ABC, or any of the other what they call government-controlled, communist-controlled media. Take it away.
For decades, those with eyes to see have been aware of chemtrails in our skies. And for decades, we were called conspiracy theorists. But in 2016, while serving as director of the CIA, John Brennan admitted that chemtrails are real at the Council on Foreign Relations.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly.
In 2007, it was announced that nano-sized particles, known as smart dust, can be dispersed over the battlefield via aerial spraying. The military has contracted several multinational corporations to develop wearable biosensors. Biosensors and smart dust can become something known as body dust that can spread inside the human body as an active network, capable to provide telemetry from inside the body for the use of monitoring humans. There is a patent for using polyethylene glycol derivatives as a way to modify the weather, the same substances used in the COVID-19 lipid nanoparticles. These polymers can be integrated with biosensors and soft robotics for smart materials, materials that can be modified by external stimuli. Soft robotics is a subfield of robotics that utilizes compliant materials rather than rigid ones, such as the hydrogels found in the experimental COVID shots. DuPont is manufacturing elastomers for fast-moving soft robots and have developed the fastest DEA-driven soft robots ever reported. Designed for biosensing, interacting with biological entities, and actuating on a cellular level. In her recent article, Smart Dust, Biosensors, Polymers for Geoengineering, and the Multinational Corporations that Manufacture Them, Dr. Anna Maria Mielchia points out that these are the transhumanist technologies that will be giving AI enormous amounts of data, as Bill Gates said, to understand 100 trillion organisms. She also points out the important fact that the elastomers being fabricated by DuPont for this soft robot technology are made of the exact same chemicals found when analyzing the mesogens, a compound that displays liquid crystal properties, found in targeted individuals. And they appear to be the same compounds she found in the blood of the vaxxed, as well as the blood of the unvaxxed, which appear to be the same structures used as part of electronic circuitry in self-assembly nanotechnology. Smart dust is a system of tiny microelectromechanical systems that can detect light, temperature, vibration, magnetism, or chemicals. They are operated wirelessly on a computer network, can be used for medical or military surveillance purposes, and can be dispersed through the air via chemtrails, which would greatly go unnoticed by the sleeping masses who have come to accept them. When combined with the Mesogen soft robot technology, which has already been found in several blood samples of unwitting victims, they could create a means of monitoring and controlling the entire human population. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
There you go. Well, go ahead and comment on all that, Joe.
I'm not sure where to begin on some of that. For years, this country seems to be on a superhighway of self-destruction. If there is anything that could hurt this nation, there are people around who seem hell-bent, I think I can use that word, on seeing its total destruction, destroying its faith, its principles, its values, its way of life. And it seems to be nothing is too dangerous, nothing is too extreme, nothing is too severe to accomplish the goal. So it is truly a spiritual battle of good and evil. It is a political battle, but underneath it all, it's what? It's Christ versus Antichrist, life versus death. Like God said, I give you this day a choice of life or death, good or evil. And he said, you better choose life.
Well, this whole Internet of Bodies issue is a very serious concern for pretty much the whole human race worldwide, because the World Economic Forum, they're very serious about this. Is gonna, they're confident this will be the end of the human race. Have you heard Harari's comments on that at these public events?
Well, yeah, he thinks humans are outdated anyhow.
He says that this will be the last generation of human beings, because they're planning on merging man with machine, with transhumanism.
Yep.
So we got to make sure here. We got to make sure here in America we get laws to prevent this garbage from happening. But the problem is,
Democrats,
like with the smart dust, you can get in, or they could put it in foods, vegetables. They're already doing it.
Well, Bill Gates was the one who pioneered all this. He was the one who started this whole thing about blocking out the sunlight. He said this about, you know, going back, you know, over five years ago.
They call it dimming.
Yeah.
And that's the whole weather warfare.
The idea of dimming was that he was selling it on the idea that we could cool the earth and stop the global warming. But I'm sure that was just a nice pretext for more destruction.
They literally can control.
It's always about death and destruction, right?
Well, yeah, it is. It is. It's always about control. First, remember,
control,
you know, we told people.
But under that, it's still all about death and destruction.
Yeah. All the way back in the 80s, Joe, you remember we were telling people that they wanted to eliminate the population of the earth. They wanted to depopulate down to about half a billion, 500 million. Yeah. And back then, I believe back around that time, the population was around 6 billion. It's almost 8 billion now, today in the world. And so
Jacques Cousteau came out and said, we've got to reduce the world's population. We kept talking about it. They were treating him like a hero.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful man. And then every time he'd talk, we've got to get rid of so many people. We've got to, quit having babies. We've got to get rid of the useless eaters. I mean,
Jacques Cousteau said the solution to world hunger is very simple. Just take a lesson from the wild. He said, in the wild, the strong
eat the weak.
People are great sources of protein.
Protein
is what Jacques said, yeah. In other words, he was promoting cannibalism is what he was promoting.
Who was Jacques Cousteau?
Jacques Cousteau.
I've heard the name. Refresh my memory.
He was one of these fellows. They had a program. He used to go deep sea diving.
He was the oceanographer.
Oceanographer,
a scientist, and studying the oceans and life. And
what years was he prominent?
Was
that 1800s?
No, it was back about. No, he was. He was back in the 60s.
60s, 70s.
Yeah.
Is he French or American?
He was. I think he was French, wasn't he?
He was French. He wasn't American, but
yeah, I've heard the name Jacques Cousteau.
He was promoted on our televisions, and his documentaries were on American TV, and you know, he was promoted like he was one of us.
Yeah, him and Carl Sagan.
Carl Sagan, yeah.
I've heard that name too. What is he? What's he all about?
Carl Sagan was supposed to be a brilliant scientist. Okay.
Atheist and brilliant.
Yeah, he was supposedly.
Kind of an oxymoron. If you're an atheist, you really can't be brilliant because you are blind.
Well, he had a peculiar way of talking. He spoke, he says, 50 million years ago, there was nothing. No me, no you. And then there was a clansmatic explosion. And everything that exists came from nothing.
Nothing.
Well, yeah, and so, anyhow.
That's a pretty good impression.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was quite good.
I remember one day, I was speaking, and I can't even remember where it was because I was getting up in the morning, I was getting dressed, and I was sitting on the end of the bed and putting my socks on, and he was on the TV screen. And it looked like he was looking right at me, he was talking to me. I mean, it was amazing because... when he said this, there was nothing, and then you had this clasmatic explosion, and he said, and he made reference to the Christians, you know, the creation people, and so I said, I got it, you know, I'm thinking, I got it, look at here, 50 billion years ago, there was nothing, and then somebody that wasn't there took all of this nothing and they concentrated. They took all of this nothing, they got this nothing and they concentrated nothing. And someone who wasn't there took an energy force that didn't exist and ignited all of this nothing that wasn't there. And out of all of that, everything that is here came.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense, right? And but actually, see, that's what they were teaching the kids, and they still are in the public school system.
They still are. The Big Bang was just compressed down and beyond comprehension, and then when it imploded, it started throwing this matter that didn't exist. You see, out of nothing, there was something there that imploded and blew itself across the universe. So, you know, this dense matter.
Well, let's take a little close look at that. Now, we know where everything came from, okay? Because there was only one eyewitness to it all. And he recorded. I have it right here. It's in his journal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said he spoke everything. Now, when that voice, when he spoke, was that voice like a voice of thunder? Was it like a voice of clasmatic explosion? Was that the case? And then out of nothing became everything? He said he spoke it into being out of nothing, right?
All right. Well, so, I have a theory on that. You might laugh, but...
You never had no theory, Joe. Come on.
Yes, I do. God is all power, right? Well,
right.
What our limited knowledge... Power is some form of energy that's capable of performing. Einstein said energy, matter, and antimatter are all the same, interchangeable. So God takes his own energy and speaks, and the power of the Holy Spirit throws out the energy of God, turns it into matter, the Big Bang, if that's what they want to call it, and energy became matter. Because later he says, what, the heavens and earth will melt away, the matter will melt, disappear, go back to what? Go back to the energy that God sent forth from himself. Einstein kind of explained it.
Well, you and I have witnessed matter becoming energy, but I don't remember ever witnessing any energy become matter.
Well, if energy, matter, and antimatter, according to Einstein, are interchangeable.
Well,
what is that, E equals MC squared?
He's smarter than I am, so I figure on that basis, if that's true, then God can exchange energy and matter back and forth at will.
Well, then that's all that matters.
That's all that matters, exactly.
All right.
You've
okay.
got it.
I heard a good explanation as far as how to explain or de-explain the whole, the Earth is so many millions or billions of years old is... The weight from all the water during the flood compressing all the different areas of the Earth is what caused the way that they are measuring it with the carbon to get, to give off
layers and everything. Yeah, well, that was something they couldn't comprehend. They can't measure. Because
that's the explanation of it.
Believe it's possible, right?
Well, you know, the carbon testing is not that accurate. They took samples. When they tested these nuclear bombs, the heat was so massive it melted the earth. It melted the dirt.
Right.
And when the dirt cooled, it cooled into rocks. It became rocks. And those rocks tested at millions of years old.
Years old. It didn't take that, did it?
Right. The extreme conditions.
And they,
is what...
they formed. They were recently just formed. So there you go. And so now you notice... Style hasn't said anything about anything. Maybe he doesn't know anything about all of this stuff.
Maybe I'm just making sure you guys are right.
All right.
Well, look up Einstein's theory of relativity, and you'll see where he explained about matter, antimatter, and energy.
Well, do you know what Einstein had to say about God, don't you?
One of the things he said, God is very clever, but never dishonest.
Another thing he
never
said, God...
dishonest.
He said, God never has to theorize. He said,
right. Wasn't Einstein an atheist?
No, he believed in God.
No.
He's a Jew. He wasn't a Christian, but he wasn't an atheist.
Well, I know he's Jewish, but I don't think I saw a documentary. I guess it depends on which documentary.
He quoted God several times.
He quoted a higher being type thing.
No, he said he referred to him as God, and he said, I remember saying God doesn't have to theorize, okay? Mm-hmm. He is the answer, okay? And then several different things he said. I'm trying to think of some of those offhand now.
The big one to me was where he said God is very, very clever but never dishonest, because everything's there, but it's, you know, we're having trouble with our small brains. He was explaining... understanding all the things that God did.
Yeah.
But he said, God is never dishonest.
All right. Well, now I'll tell you who's dishonest, to those people that want to control our minds. And so we're going to listen to a little clip here. Do you have that one on the sonic mind control on U.S. citizens?
Yes, sir.
Well, let's listen to this.
2018, the World Economic Forum discussed the possibilities of mind control using sound waves. This is something that several people have claimed to be a target of. They have become known as targeted individuals. A subcommittee for Homeland Security was recently held to discuss this technology and the targeting of U.S. government employees and their families. This is commonly known as the Havana Syndrome and dates back to 2016. When U.S. diplomatic personnel in Cuba experienced unexplained health problems.
Guys, if your assessments here are correct, these are very covert weapons, aren't they? They don't leave behind bomb fragments, bullet holes, etc. They could absolutely be used by our adversaries and have very low levels of, very easy to deny that they were even there, that they were used. Is that correct?
That's correct. There's no entry or exit wound. How they're designed is to make the target feel like they're crazy, like they're imagining things, especially on the low duration, the low intensity, long duration hits.
Have any of you three panelists ever seen one of these weapons?
I have seen a 1991 version of the weapon, and it looks like a satellite dish with a unit this size attached to it. And of course, over the years, miniaturization has been possible. Obviously, there's a limitation to how miniaturized it can be because of the antenna size, which is always related to the wave. But still, it is something that can be well contained in the trunk of a car or even a large backpack. My experience shows that it can be cobbled together. It's something that can... A rough, crude version of this that would probably require longer exposure than the more advanced version that has been tested, as we see from this document, can be put together inexpensively. But again, I would abstain from commenting further, lest I encourage people to try it at home.
What you all are saying is there's a government cover-up of the fact that something is out there afflicting, targeting us,
The government and the IC assessment is wrong. It's dead wrong. I can't tell you if it's a cover-up, why they're doing this, malfeasance. I won't go there.
So cover-up would depend on intent. There could be good reasons to withhold information. I will say that the public statements that the executive branch is making is inconsistent with the classified record. And then it would be Congress's job as an oversight authority to determine why that is, whether it was a legitimate reason to mislead the public or because of some nefarious reason or all the above.
Mr. Grozev said you spoke to a Russian agent who said that they believe that Americans are using these same weapons on them. Is that correct?
That is correct, back in the 80s.
Might that have something to do with part of the CIA's motive to cover up the existence of this tech and these weapons?
That is a very logical possibility.
While it was admitted that this technology is being used, the discussion was focused primarily on Russia, as if to create more incentive to escalate war with the Russian Federation. When the question of whether it has been used on the American population was raised, it was dismissed with a smile.
Are any of you aware of any reported incidents from individuals who are not members of the United States government? Domestically, I should say.
There are many people who believe they are victims of AHIs. All you have to do is look at my Twitter feed whenever I post on the topic. I only represent federal government employees and their families, so I don't focus on the accuracy of those particular claims.
There is plenty of evidence showing that the targeted individuals who claim to be victims of this were the guinea pigs in today's all-out assault on the American people. And our government is far more concerned with starting another war. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right. Quick, we've got some lightning rounds we're going to do. Then we'll open the phone lines and take some calls here tonight. 1 billion voters have spoken. Indian Prime Minister Modi scores a gigantic win in the world's largest Democratic election where ID is required. And where, can you believe that? They have to have an ID to vote. Wow.
Yeah, what a concept.
And he's going to serve. Now here, it says the Indian Prime Minister who put a spacecraft on the moon and is leading a renaissance of Hindu nationalism has just won a major victory. And now they refer to it as the world's largest election. Well, that's true. It's the world's largest election decided by 1 billion voters. But then it goes on to say, wow, Narendra Modi from the BJP party is predicted by all exit polls to win an unprecedented third term as leader of the world's most popular country, or most populous.
Populous, yeah.
I thought China was the most populous, the most populated country.
Well, I guess India has passed them.
Wow. When did that happen? I didn't know. I know that they...
I know they're close.
I know that...
Doesn't China have like... Let's look it up.
Okay. I don't know. But anyhow, The Guardian reported countings begin at 8 a.m. Tuesday. Now listen to this. Countings began today at 8 a.m. and the results are expected in by the end of the day, the same day. Vote counting is simultaneously as counting stations in each of the 534 constituencies around the country. Constituencies is what it's referred to. It must be like counties. According to a flurry of exit polls released on Saturday night, Modi and his Bharatiya Janata Party are looking for a decisive win that may even gain seats to win 2/3 majority in parliament. Well, there you go. And that's an amazing thing to have 1 billion people vote. And you know, look at our election, how long it takes for all the votes to come in.
And, well,
how long it takes for them to cheat.
It's a long time to cheat. I mean, it's real simple. You can't do it simply. You have to, you know, there's a few things you have to do to not get caught, or at least, you know, make it look like, you know, you're doing the right thing.
Here's one here, a live stream video. Dirty AG. That's what the article says. I didn't say that. Dirty AG Merrick Garland. I mean, this guy is known to be so corrupt. You know, I mean, he's got no conscience. He's got no conscience at all. Before Congress had weaponized, and he denied that he weaponized the DOJ. Garland refuses to say whether he is coordinating with Bragg, Willis, and Latita James. That, what he is doing is a treason. It's against the law. And here, attorney.
Well, again, they don't listen to the law. They don't follow the Constitution. And as long as they control the deep state of, you know, the Department of Justice and the White House, who's going to do anything about it?
And he was saying how there's absolutely no difference in the way that they treat Republicans and Democrats.
Right.
What a lie. What a lie. Absolute lie by this man. You know, just unbelievable. You know, all the people he's going after. How many Democrats do you see being arrested? All of Trump's people were charged with false, phony charges. They're going after pro-lifers. They're going after homeschoolers. They're going, you know, unbelievable. This guy is...
The PTA meetings, you know, I mean, the real criminals. Well, in the meantime, that big Mexican cartel, the Sinaloa, is now in all 50 states and has taken over all the drug, you know, buying and selling across. They've gotten rid of most of the other competition. They're the world's largest terrorist organization dealing in drugs, but we're busy arresting, like you said, Roman Catholics and parents at PTA meetings and, you know, pro-lifers trying to save babies. So, you know, they know who the real criminals are.
Well, Garland's buddy, Swalwell, Eric Swalwell, he's the one that was giving away American security secrets to the Chinese spy he was sleeping with.
Fang Fang.
Yeah, Fang Fang. And again, this
did
is
did that guy win his election after that became news?
Of course, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. It's bought and paid for. You don't win. They buy elections.
They buy elections, yeah. Like George Soros buys these DAs. He puts in millions of dollars in a race where people normally raise, you know, maybe a few hundred thousand at most. And so he basically buys elections.
Well, these are not prosecutors, these are prostitutors. And you have an article there, Aaron.
This is the Gateway Pundit. Shocking map reveals vast U.S. farmland owned by Chinese government. A recent map has revealed the alarming trend of the Chinese Communist Party acquiring vast swaths of American farmland, raising serious national security concerns. Foreign ownership of U.S. agricultural land expanded to approximately 43.4 million acres in 2022, according to the data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Chinese investors' ownership of U.S. agricultural land has skyrocketed from merely 13,000 acres in 2010 to an astounding 346,000 acres by 2022, out of the 43 million acres. Chinese entities hold ownership of farmland across 29 of the 50 U.S. states. According to the data reviewed by the Gateway Pundit, Canadian investors hold the largest share of foreign-owned agriculture and non-agricultural land in the U.S., owning 32% of 14.2 million acres. Despite Chinese...
Aaron, like I said earlier, you know, if there was any way to destroy America, they're working on it. They found it. So selling our land to foreigners, to the enemy, it's just one more thing we're doing to commit national suicide, right?
Well, Bill Gates was actually the largest landowner as far as farmland in the country. If they don't have him listed.
Exactly, my friend. I call him an enemy. So, yeah. You know, whether it's the enemy within or enemy from without, we're doing the same stupid things.
And we're also selling land near U.S. military installations.
Sure, that's
Chinese,
why they want the land, yeah. Well,
Chinese entities acquiring farmland in close proximity to critical U.S. military installations have sparked growing concerns, posing potential national security risks. An alarming instance involves a Chinese company, Fufang USA, acquiring 365 acres of farmland near the Grand Forks Air Force Base in North Dakota. The parcel of land's location near a U.S. Air Force base that houses sensitive drone technology has lawmakers on Capitol Hill worried about potential espionage by Beijing. No kidding.
What's this worried? We've been reporting for how many years, Pastor Ernie, about the Chinese hacking into our government, stealing data from everything from government employees to the military to all kinds of things.
It's been going on forever, both the Chinese and the Russians.
For years. And I'm holding one. Chinese illegal immigrant surge at U.S. southern border proves our worst fears. The encounters of Chinese nationals has spiked by more than 6,000% since 2021. And now they're talking about how they're really worried and concerned. Another article just 2 days ago, Chinese, Jordanian, Turkish illegal immigrants caught in large numbers crossing our borders. You know, so here we have now Jordanian, Turkish men, Mauritian, I'm not sure even who those are, M-A-U-R-I-T, Mauritanian nationals. So, I mean, they're coming from all over the world, countries that do not like us. It's an insane thing, and people just sit back and don't seem to get too excited about it.
Well, I know it's we have a Congress now. Some of the the states, governors are doing some things about it. But like you said, one of these days we're going to wake up and see Chinese nationalists in uniform standing out there in the streets.
Well, there is good.
They're going to have agents that are blowing up hydroelectric dams or sabotaging electric transformers, poisoning water supplies, shooting up.
They don't have to do that, Joe. They have the
things happening.
They don't have to do that. They have the FBI and the CIA to do that for them.
There is good news as far as Congress is taking action, advancing legislation that aims to address the issue at the federal level. Communist China shouldn't be allowed to buy another acre of American farmland, nor should we rely upon our top foreign adversary for key parts of our food supply chain. Food security is a national security risk. Representative Ashley Hinson of Iowa, a Republican. Hinson has introduced an amendment to the 2024 Farm Bill within the House Agriculture Committee that aims to limit foreign acquisitions of U.S. farmland. She asserts that such measures are crucial for safeguarding American food security. So
it'll never pass the Senate.
We've had how many people have tried that to offer up the same kind of
legislation? So this is where, we desperately need to get the whole federal, state, and local levels of government.
If we only had fair elections, legitimate elections, they would be gone. They know that. They can't win in a fair election. But the Democrats, when it comes to election fraud, they are to election fraud what Elvis was to rock and roll, what Muhammad Ali was to boxing.
We're in a revolution. Yeah. This is a communist revolution takeover of America, and people still haven't figured out it is for real. This is not a game. It's not a TV event. It's not something you sit and watch. You are living through a real revolution like the communists have had in South America. It's happening here until the American people wake up, get scared, get angry, and put a halt to it. That's why this election is a life or death issue for the United States.
We're going to just have to pass that one on tonight, Style. We're just going to keep going straight through, because we got so much to cover here. So Louisiana passes bill ordering surgical castration of convicted Democrats. Well, actually, they say convicted pedophiles. Okay. Louisiana. The state of Louisiana will not be a good place to be a convicted pedophile. On Monday, Republican lawmakers passed a bill that will allow judges to order the surgical castration of pedophiles found guilty of various sex crimes, including rape, incest, molestation against any child younger than 13. Boy, that's the ACLU is going to fight that because they're trying to.
Louisiana.
Yeah. They're going to have that in the Supreme Court as fast as humanly possible.
Yeah.
They're going to take that appeal.
Several other states, including Florida, Texas, already have allowed the chemical castration of pedophiles in certain circumstances. However, Louisiana would be the first state to impose surgical castration instead. This is a consequence, Republican State Senator Valerie Hodges said during the debates over the bill. It's a step over and beyond just going to jail and getting out. Very good, so.
Well, I'm for the death penalty for sex traffickers and fentanyl dealers. We should get that passed.
They're dealing death.
Coast to coast.
Well, see, here's the problem with the death penalty, okay? I'm all for it according to God's word, the Bible, but did you know that the Bible had to be specific? You see, in order to impose...
I was specific. Death or for human traffickers and fentanyl dealers.
No. Let me explain something to you. You see, if I was to go right now and put on a policeman's uniform and come in and write you out a ticket sitting right here, now you would say two things. One, he's not a cop. I know him. He's just wearing a uniform, right? And therefore, the ticket might not be valid, would it? Since you're not even driving anything, would it?
You're talking about corruption of the...
The Bible demands that, first of all, to be able to pass the death penalty, you have to be legitimate. Our government has killed millions. Our government... So what you have is you have one criminal passing judgment on another criminal. Now... The Bible makes it very clear. I'm in favor of the death penalty according to God's word, the Bible, there in Genesis chapter 9. But we don't have a legitimate government.
Whenever, well, there's legitimate sheriffs and sheriff's deputies.
There might be legitimate sheriffs and sheriff deputies.
So if a law enforcement group, or call them whatever you want to call them, finds a...
Our courts are bastards.
The court system is not legitimate.
The courts are bastards.
Well, you guys got to have some hope in something.
Well, it's not having hope. It's reality.
They're not all corrupt. We do have, there's got to be some that are legitimate,
well,
right?
So you want to take a chance. Let me ask you this then, okay. Is it, what's the worst thing, to let a guilty murderer go free or execute an innocent man? I happen to know of many cases in our right here in the state of Ohio where innocent men have been executed.
Well, I understand that.
Execute an innocent man, by far.
Yeah. And so, there you go. See, that's why the problem is we don't have, we got to get back to legitimate government. We got to get back to one nation under God. It's got to be under God, okay? The way God gave it to us, that we would be great because we would be good. And America is not. America has forgotten her God. And once you, because America has forgotten her God, God has forgotten our children, just like he said he would. So.
And he doesn't lie. Well, like one of the things, I've got to do the three headlines. Military leaders countering to wokeism. And this is a former military officer, Jerry Sessler. He's running for the Republican seat there in Washington's 4th Congressional District. And he's been endorsed by Michael Flynn and Trump and a few other good Freedom Caucus members. Gender-neutral restrooms grace U.S. military academies. The general, U.S. Air Force general is saying that the no-question neo-Marxist ideology has captured the minds of today's military leaders.
Barack Obama has captured the minds. Yeah. That's where that came from.
That's exactly. But here's the one that got me. Official U.S. Navy Special Forces page draws backlash for ringing in Pride Month. Navy SEALs have gone woke. The Special Warfare Command was mocked this weekend for marketing the start of Pride Month. And on X, it was posted with rainbow designs, dignity, service, respect, equality, and pride. Our elite Navy SEALs have gone woke, and I'm sick to my stomach.
They're not elite anymore, and yeah, let me tell you, they will
Jeez.
Be.
Unbelievable.
They will implode. They will absolutely implode.
If they keep this up.
Yeah, you're not going to have. What are they going to get? You're going to have a bunch of transgenders and sodomites out there.
Who's going to want to be a SEAL if they start this stuff?
I would have nothing to do with them.
The Forest Green Beret, Army Ranger, Air Force Recon. I mean, all of a sudden, we're going to lose most of our elite forces because they're not going to want to put up. The kind of men that would do those jobs are not going to put up with this garbage.
No, I know that. So there, you would not have any really decent people going out for Navy
it's
SEALs
anymore. Going down unless something changes.
You know,
but like this, you know, San Francisco was one of the showpieces of California, of America, right? People came from all over the world. I'm looking at an article. This reporter went, Lloyd Chapman, well, wasn't a reporter. He was of the American Small Business League. He went to Union Square, that was the heart of the retail district in San Francisco, and he quotes, I'm reading from his article, "The desolate reality of San Francisco's hollowed-out city center has been laid bare by footage showing every store in an entire retail block shuttered and empty." Lloyd went through, he said, unbelievable is his camera. I was looking at the film, panning the ghostly remains of former stores now defaced by graffiti. He said, this whole street is vacant. Every store there is empty. And he wrote, this retail exodus is mirrored in nearby streets, with 22 out of 33 stores vacant in a three-block section there near Union Square, the heart of the business district. One street, he showed, there was not a single store open on the entire block. People closed them because of all of the theft, the crime, the drugs, the homeless, the defecation on the streets. This was the showpiece of America, and this is what the world is now seeing America has turned into. This is liberalism. This is what has been promoted by Biden and the Democrat Party. This is what they want America to look like, folks. If this is what you want your city to look like, get out there and vote for Joe Biden, because this is coming to a city near you.
You know, I wanted to tell the folks out there, too, if they were still concerned about taking any votes away from President Trump. Look, I got to tell you, folks, this, look, Randy's really not asking you to vote for him. You know, he needs enough votes to get on
he's
ballots.
Not
and
running.
Right. He's what he's doing. This is all about getting those commercials on, the pro-life commercials. So I would really, this is our way of fighting back. You know, the Democrats use every dirty trick. What we're doing is going to be legal. It's not ballot stuffing. It's not all of that things. It's legal.
It's telling the truth. It's legal and bringing forth the truth that most of the world has not been allowed to see or doesn't know.
So I would support him. I'd definitely support him. You can go to Terry
and send a donation here.
Terry2024.com or Terry for President. If you're writing a check, Terry for President, Post Office Box 420, Ellendale. That's Ellendale, E-L-L-E-N-Dale, Tennessee, 38029. Again, I'll give that again because people really need to help on this. Just picture going, I would just love to see them.
On the View?
Yeah, on the View. Or even during the news at NBC, ABC, or CBS. But again, it's Terry for President, Post Office Box 420, Ellendale, Tennessee, 38029. Or you can go up to his website, Terry2024.com, and send. And I'm going to send 200. If everybody could out there could match that, just imagine those commercials. That would be really great to have, see those commercials. I've watched them commercials. You know, unfortunately, you know, you can, they're made for television and not for radio, and that's why.
Right, exactly. Well, with this right to life that you're just bringing up, Headline in Chicago. Chicago couple brutally assaulted by a group of teenagers. They were out on a date. Pregnant wife loses baby after attack. The teen suspect said, "We own the street," as they mercifully beat a husband and his pregnant wife who were out on a date, walking out to go somewhere on a date. And just because they were on a street, the kids said, "We own the street. You don't belong here." They threw the husband on the ground, stomped and kicked him. And then they stomped and kicked the woman. They pulled her hair out, messed up her face, kicked her enough that baby died. Our children are turning into murderers. They're turning into vicious animals on the street. And why? You said it earlier, because this nation has forgotten God. And this is what we are turning into. So, yeah.
Who was the repentance and back to God? Who was the assault by? Was it an American citizen or one of these illegals?
No, it was by a group, a gang of teenage gang on the street.
Could it have been a gang from, say, Mexico?
No, yeah. They looked black in the picture. They had,
or Somalia. There's like over 100 countries.
It didn't say the couple was white, and their attackers had to say they're trying to. They kind of hinted they had darker skin. Okay, let's put it that way. It wasn't a robbery. They didn't steal, take a wallet, you know, nothing. They tore up her dress. They just, didn't want them there on the street, dressed up nice, and they decided that they didn't like that.
There you go. How much time do I have there, Style?
About 7 minutes.
Okay. Well, it's that time again, folks, when we give you the most important part of the program. Because one of these days, we're not going to be here. Hopefully it won't be because we couldn't raise the funds we needed. But, I mean, one of these days, there's going to be a sound of a trumpet. Boom. I mean, it's going to be loud, a loud trumpet.
In the twinkling of an eye.
And a whole lot of us are going to be gone. And a lot of the people out there listening will be gone. Now,
I have my passport signed, sealed, and ready to go. One-way ticket.
But unfortunately, Joe, a lot of people out there who thought that they would be going too in the rapture will find that they weren't, because they were never saved, because they never did what Peter said and Paul said, to make your salvation sure.
Sure.
Remember, Jesus said that many are called, but few are chosen. Many will come, but few will enter. And it's because they've been convinced. And these prosperity churches where they're convinced that if they're wealthy, if they have a lot of material goods, it's because God loves them and they're saved. They believe this stuff, okay, folks? And it's not the way it is. Back in the old days in Israel, they believed that if you were wealthy, it's because God loved you.
Right.
If you were poor, it's because God hated you. Well, that's not exactly what Jesus said, is it?
He went out of his way to make sure that that was well understood.
In fact, he said, "Woe unto you, rich men, weep and howl."
Right.
You know, so anyhow, folks, the bottom line is, look, one of these days, you're not going to be here because, I was just looking back. Since I've been pastoring Doers of the Word Church, we've had over 50 people who were members have gone home to be with the Lord, you know. So every day as I get older, we have less and less friends there if they're going home. So that means you have about 100% chance that you're going to die, okay?
Yep.
And so when that happens, there's really no doubt about it. People are eternal beings. We don't go out of existence. We just change real estate, folks. And you're going to end up one or two places. That's it. See, that's reality. That's reality. Like, when God gives you reality, he only made two genders. That's reality. All of these other things, that's NBC, ABC, and CBS, but it's not reality, okay? You're going to die, and when that happens, you're going to end up in heaven or hell, okay? And so, and it doesn't matter if you believe it or not. It's gonna happen. And in fact, like it's like we often say here, there's no unbelievers in heaven or hell. Everybody in heaven and everybody in hell now believe, right?
Right.
Every knee shall bow.
And so here's your choice that you have. God gives it to you. Jesus made it very simple. He did all that heavy lifting. He did what you could never, ever do for yourself. He paid the price for your sin. Now, if, in fact, you become covered by the blood, how do you do that? You're not covered by the blood automatically. You're only covered by the blood, okay, if you get saved, right?
Like Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again.
And the way you do that is Jesus said, you pray to the Father, you ask God to forgive you of your sins, and then how much time do I have, Style? And then what you do is you ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without reservations. Now, when you do that, you've got to put him first. He demands, he says you got to put him before your mother, your father. He's got to be first. You see, remember when he hung in your place upon that cross, he put you first, right? Now it's time for you to do the same. You got to prove, okay, that...
Take up your cross and follow me.
Absolutely. Now, what we're talking to you is reality. All of this stuff out there in the world where they have science falsely so-called and all of these things, this teaching of evolution and this, you know, this woke lunacy. It's lunacy, okay? In fact, God says it's strong delusions that he sent to these simple-minded out there. So here's your choice. Think about this. Hell, that burning lake of fire, is a horrible, horrible, horrible existence. It's more horrible than we can say. It's so horrible where the worm never dies. What he's talking about, you know, the worm. Remember, Herod got a very bad case of worms, okay? A fatal case of worms, where they ate him alive. Now, I happen to have seen a man who had a case of worms that he got out there in the Amazon. And they had no cure for these worms. And I watched as those worms would crawl and they would leave red lines. And when they would stop and they would lay their eggs. It was a horrible thing. And when they were eating, crawling and eating, it was very, very painful for him. Jeez. Okay. And finally, they had to send him back here to the States, you know, because they couldn't find a cure for him when we were there. And so just think about that. Think about being eaten by worms and think about the torment, to be in torment. Think about having to spend all of eternity with a bunch of Democrats. Think about that.
Oh, that's okay. Scary.
You'd be there with George Soros and Biden, Joe Biden, and here...
Well, Chuckie Schumer and all... never mind. I don't even think about all those people.
Well, then do it tonight. Don't wait. Don't run out of tomorrow's tonight. So we're out of time for tonight. So here's where we say, all of you, thanks for being here with us. Good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless.
And always, always, always,
always, always, always. Ready? Always.
Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.